This is episode 2057 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. This is when you're able to connect to the best part of who you are. How are you doing today? And did you have a chance to give yourself a peace escape? That is your challenge for this week. Every day this week, I challenged you to spend some time and visualize yourself in some place where you feel safe, some place that feels peaceful, where you feel at ease. What you are doing this week, as you do this peace escape challenge, you are creating reference points in your brain so that in your times of greatest need, you will resort to these reference points and transport yourself to peace. It just takes some practice, and that's what you're doing this week. As we continue along with our series on how to stay calm in a crisis, you are discovering different meditation techniques you can do in the moment of a crisis to help calm your mind and body. And I want to share with you today an acronym that you can apply. You can do any one of the steps that I'll be sharing with you at any time. In a crisis, when you're experiencing anxiety or you're feeling stuck, and I found this acronym in a PDF on the website thehappinesstrap.com, and it's called What to Do in a Crisis by Russ Harris. The acronym he shares in helping you deal with a crisis, whether it's from the death of a loved one, to loss of a job, to collapse of a marriage, to financial disaster, when you're hit by a crisis, he says, an emotional storm is likely to whip through your mind and body, tossing painful thoughts and feelings in all directions. What you can do to survive and thrive, he says, is stop, S-T-O-P. I'll be sharing the S with you today, and it's what you discovered in yesterday's episode as well. It's to slow your breathing. Managing your breath is one of the fastest, most effective ways to instantly calm your mind and body. And research shows that when you give yourself 3 deep, long breaths, you are able to calm your mind and body in that moment. So I'm going to guide you today on how to give yourself those 3 deep breaths, because there are certain ways you can breathe that make it easier to manage your emotional state with your breath. Many people don't breathe correctly, meaning they don't oxygenate their bodies fully. They often breathe high up in their chest. In fact, when you breathe, try not to feel your chest move at all. If you place a hand on your belly and you place another hand on your chest, take a nice deep inhalation through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward, up to the point between your eyebrows. It's referred to in yoga and meditation meditation as your spiritual eye. It's also the location where your prefrontal lobes are located. This is the most advanced part of your brain, and it's the part that's activated as you meditate. As you draw your breath inward up to this point between your eyebrows, keep your chest still. Feel your abdomen gently rise upward. And as you exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downward. Taking care not to rush your breath. Feel as though your breath is gliding like a wave. With each inhale and with each exhale, taking care not to release your breath all at once, letting it rush out. Allow it to gently, evenly glide out, releasing toxins and tension. Do you notice the difference when you place your hands on your abdomen and chest, keeping your chest still and feeling your abdomen expand with each breath? Become conscious of how you're breathing throughout the day and try to do this full belly breath always. It's the best way to breathe. If you watch a baby breathing, you will notice that this is the way they breathe. So right now, with your spine straight and your eyes gently elevated, begin to notice your breath. Inhale through your nose, expanding your abdomen, drawing your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows. And when it feels right, exhale through your nose, releasing your breath gently, evenly, in a single flow. And inhale again through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward. When it feels right, release your breath through your nose gently and evenly, letting it escape softly. Again, inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward. As you exhale, release your breath through your nose, gently, evenly, releasing toxins and tension. Very nice. Continue this breath, and then at some point, simply allow yourself to be. As you sit in inner stillness, the full guided meditations to this series, as well as a Staying Calm journal and guide, are on the Sip and Om meditation app, which you can try for 2 weeks free. You are so worth slowing down for.